Radio MD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Okay, we all know everybody that has been touched by divorce. Our guest today wrote a book called How to Love Your Kids More Than You Hate Your Ex. She explains how to make sure how our children could stay healthy through the process. Welcome, Helen Fried. So I was saying to our audience that we all know someone who has been touched by a divorce and how it's so important to make sure that our children stay healthy through the process. Yeah, how do you help parents understand that that kids emotionally pick up on everything and need to really be able to express what they're feeling?
Well, you know what? That's actually the million-dollar question, because, yeah, how do you get parents to understand? Because sadly and unfortunately, when the adults are going through divorce, they're so angry, and they're so selfishly angry, they don't even realize how it affects the children so deeply. So, right. Yeah, getting a parent to understand that and realize that would be the key, and we wouldn't have the issues that we have with the children. But unfortunately, we do, and what I try to promote is healthy avenue and healthy dialogue with their children, and realize that stop trying to punish your child to get back at your ex-spouse. And unfortunately, that's what we see way too much. My main goal and my main concern is to give a voice to the voiceless victims of divorce, which are our children. And sadly, there's so much that is involved with the parents that are so willing and wanting to punish each other that they don't realize the damage that they have done to their kids. And it's sometimes, you know, they don't even think it's anything happening with them when they're younger. And it just kind of trickles down as a bigger obstacle for them to deal with, even as young adults and even as adults. There's addiction that they wind up having to deal with. There's insecurity. There's so much that they blame themselves. And what I try to get my message across is, you know, the marriage is broken. It was over. You know, either one or both of you decide to move forward and end the relationship. And that doesn't mean that you have to end the relationship with your child. And it's just about making time for your child, putting them as a priority, and hopefully giving them a healthy childhood and then a healthy avenue into adulthood.
And being a child of divorce myself, I know how important it is that parents don't bad talk each other and allow the children to kind of have those relationships become separate and have their own identity with each parent.
Oh, because Erica, that is so true. Sadly, and it's amazing to me that I see this all the time, that there are parents that want so desperately to be the winning parent. Oh, I won. Look how great I am. And then they and what they're doing is they're bad talking their either the mom or their dad. Mm-hmm. And the kid is caught in the middle, and it's so unfair. And then the tornado you have within your mind as a child, and I know it sounds so cliche, but they blame everything like it's their fault. And they think, maybe if I only did this different, the outcome with my parents wouldn't be this way. Right. And then your children, the adults are so busy bad-mouthing each other and dealing with their own poisons that what winds up happening is the children wind up suffering the most. And then they start looking for outside interests to heal their pain. And that, to me, would be the worst-case scenario, which sadly it happens more than it doesn't.
Right, and that's what I want to talk to you about a little further. But how actually, if the children don't emotionally express what they're feeling, then they'll turn into maybe trying drugs, alcohol, overeating, and other unhealthy behaviors.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. That definitely, you try to, I think human nature, we try to comfort our pain. And comforting our pain can come from either drugs or eating addictions, drug addictions, you know, sexual addictions. There's so many addictions that can coincide with that. And I couldn't agree more. And I think parents they underestimate what they are doing to their children when they're getting divorced and they're bad-mouthing each other and trying to sabotage the relationship with each other.
Yeah. And Helen, I want to talk a little bit further with you, but really quick, just give me an email where people can find you?
Sure, absolutely. Helen Fried, HELENFRIED, at yahoo.com.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us. And you're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for listening.